This is Sports Talk with Joe Smith, live from Yogi's Grill and Bar at the corner of 10th and Indiana. And now, here's Joe Smith.
So it's a night of reflection, careers, and memories of medals won recently at state for the girls and guys who wore and are still wearing maroon and gold this spring as we welcome in Justin Helmer, who guided Bloomington North to not one but two solid state finishes, the girls 15th, the guys 16th. The bars of excellence raised rather high from the likes of IU-bound hurdler Gracie Heeb, distance standout Grace Williams, high jumper Sarah Willigman, all-state medal winners, 800-meter medal winner on his way to Indiana State for the boys, senior Isaac Benz, the field throwers, Caleb Brewer, eighth in the discus, Logan Calvin, third in the shot put, medals around their necks as well. Isaac and Caleb, of course, ending outstanding careers for Bloomington North, as well as Gracie and Sarah. The training, the hard work, the results that we toss into the equation tonight on a Tuesday on a North Cougar track and field night of celebration and reflection. Looking forward to conversation with Coach Helmer as we welcome you to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's, everybody. Along with our producers, Will Boltman, high atop our One City Center studios downtown. On-site producers, Joanna and Mike Lascott. All of our sponsors, hi again, everyone. Joe Smith, Cougar Track and Field, our centerpiece and our spotlight tonight, and for good reason. I just mentioned the state medal winners. Numbers, though, were solid as far as the participation going all the way back to training, Justin, and we welcome you to the show. An outstanding spring season by both sides of the coin, and by and large, it really reflected itself through all of the hard work and training, but the program in good hands. You had to be awfully pleased. Belated congratulations on what was a heck of a spring.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it was a great season and a good end to the season with a number of state qualifiers, and the coaching staff just done a great job. As you can see, we were represented in a number of different areas. It was a great end to our season this year.
We're going to start with the girls here. I met the Willigmans and Sarah in just a few minutes before going on. We'll have Sarah and hopefully Gracie Heeb, who I think I just saw walk in the door, the outstanding hurdler on her way to compete for your pop. So she switches from one helmer to another as she climbs up the ladder. Justin's just some thoughts and reflections. Let's go back to the training, and even before that tough schedule you endured with Conference Indiana, sectional, regional, and talk to me a little about the dedication that your kids, and we'll start with the girls first.
Okay, yeah, these girls, they've definitely put in the time, and our training starts back in the winter when it's cold outside and we're inside down the hallway. And then each one of them kind of, as an individual, has set themselves up for this type of season. Gracie Heeb, all the way back running cross country, being in the weight room. Sarah Willigman, same thing, just taking care of her body, and has dealt with some back injuries, but did what she needed to kind of get through that and end up having a great year. And then Grace Williams, just putting in the miles that she's done over the last 2 years and kind of continuing to develop as a distance runner.
You know, we had, Grace Saccone, we had Grace Williams with your cross-country team when you were in here in the fall. Grace is not going to be here tonight. Let's talk about her development, though, as a two-mile runner. And, boy, she took care of a record, Justin, that was on the books for nearly 30 years out on the north side.
Yeah, that was impressive. Like I said, she's definitely developed as a runner, and she spent a lot of the track season doing a lot of things for her teammates and doubling or tripling at almost every meet. And so that doesn't always lend well to running a very fast time, or the fastest time that she's capable of running. So the state meet was the first opportunity for her just to go in and focus on one race. And, we talked about a race plan that would put her around the 10:56 range if she could stay on pace throughout the whole thing. And she definitely did that and even went a little bit faster, 10:47:35 to get ninth. Definitely, I think, a little bit faster than what we thought she might run. To break Jen Hester's record that's been around for 27 years.
Yeah.
And she was a great runner, for North and then on to IU. But not only break it, but break it by 10 seconds was pretty impressive. And she was right on the race plan from the very get-go. all the way through, and that was kind of what was most impressive as our coach to see that.
And what's going to be more impressive, you as coach, you have her two more years, only a sophomore and running a 10.47.3, which took care of that 27-year-old record out on the north side. By the way, we'll be talking with the girls here in just a second and Isaac Bence a little bit later. You know, the girls had their ups and downs, and by that I mean, you know, they endured, you endured. I know Jayla Campbell, for instance, was injured early in the season, but endured some injury problems. But you had, and I talked about the numbers. The numbers were incredible on both sides of the ledger, girls and boys.
Yeah, they went up. You know, last year we were about 90 total, and this year we went up to about 140.
Yeah,
you know, 35 for the girls last year, up around 50 this year. And we did deal with some injuries, but at the same time, we had a number of athletes step up and a lot of new faces on the girls' side, a lot of freshmen that contributed. And so, but then at the same time, there was those, you know, a Sarah Willigman and Gracie Heap, those seniors that have been doing it for a few years, were great leaders to show the younger ones how to do things.
Yeah, you had a lot of unknowns. I know, we list Gracie as a sprinter, but we know that she's cut her teeth now quite well, being an outstanding hurdler. But that being said, you had a lot of a multi-sport girls and guys that would come out. For the girls, I know you had a couple of swimmers and divers.
Yep, we had Alicia Marr. She was a swimmer at her first year running track. Sarah's a cheerleader. Claire Finn was she's an important part in our high jump and pole vault, and she's also a gymnast. And so we do, you know, I'm both girls and guys, multi-sport athletes. And that's helpful to have those kids. They're good athletes.
I want to go back as far as Conference Indiana. And, of course, what else is new? It was rugged top to bottom. And you had some girls. We talked a little about Gracie Heeb winning both hurdle events. But Elena Walls won the discus with a heave of 127 for all conference on the girls' side. And then over on the boys, and we'll get to them in a second, but you had that speedy mile relay team in addition to Isaac Benz winning the 800 meters in Conference Indiana. So the development, you know, was just once they got their feet acclimated, I know they got great teaching. Kirsten Craven, your throws coach, did an outstanding job, not only with Elena, but with the fellas, but it was just steady progression.
Yeah, it was. And yeah, with those throwers, she has done a great job with them, and they've all been improving. You know, Lauren Jordan, Elena Walls, all four, and then the two guys, they all could have made it to the state meet. And, on the girls' side, they just had a couple days that weren't their best. But again, girls that get more cracks at it in the future, as they're just juniors and sophomores. With those sprinters and those guys are all conference, just developing. Like I said, though, we missed a few people. Malik LaFoon, our guy's 4x4.
He got hurt in what part of the season?
It was at the conference meet, the long jump. That's a guy that can, in a meet like that, score 25 points for us. And so we just had a few bumps along the way, but at the end of the state meet, we looked back and we were really happy with things, how things turned out.
Well, we'll talk to a couple of the young ladies joining us, both of them seniors. Sarah Willigman, who, by the way, competed in the weekend All-State meet, representing the state of Indiana, and tied for third in the high jump. She was over at Ohio Wesleyan. We'll talk with her. Gracie Heeb has joined us as well, and we'll talk more track and field. A night to reflect on medals won, memories, and careers. You're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's. Welcome back, everyone. Sports Talk live tonight, as usual, winding through the month of June and celebration for Bloomington North boys and girls and a couple of outstanding seniors who have completed their high school eligibility, moving on, and Sarah Willigman and Gracie Heeb, who's staying right here. And we'll start with you, Gracie. What an outstanding season. And I know you kind of started out sprinting and everything. Now you turned into one of the best hurdlers in the state. Talk a little about your career and your development.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure.
So I really didn't want to be a hurdler. My freshman year, when Coach Clark was the coach, he had this idea that I would be a multi, and I had no idea what that meant at the time. And so I was really confused, and I was like, I can't hurdle. I'm not doing that. And he said, okay, I'll give you your freshman year to kind of be a baby about it. And then my sophomore year, he forced me to go to a hurdle practice, and I hated doing the drills. I was like, I have never felt so unathletic in my life. And then he told me that if I went over one hurdle, I'd get a candy bar. So I guess that was the motivation.
There you go.
But I still haven't gotten that candy bar from him, so I'm still waiting.
Well, you got to hunt him up and get the candy bar back, I tell you what. Well, that being said, you still left North third all-time in the 200-meter dash and fourth all-time in the sprints, the 100 200, you've taken care of that. And you spent a little time running down the lane and long jumping a bit there.
Yes, I have.
So you were just multi-talented there. So we settle in on hurdles, though. In the last 2 years, Gracie, you've been incredible to medal twice at the state against the toughest competition. Take us back a couple of weeks ago on that Friday afternoon and talk about your mindset and how things went. Let's start with 100, first of all.
Well, I knew if I just went and did what I was capable of doing, I'd have a good night. And I really hadn't run against much competition. So that was the only thing that I was a tad nervous about, is being in that competitive state. Was I going to be able to stay focused and do what I've always done? But once I got to the state meet, I was just so excited that I knew I could do it from there. And prelims, I got out with the girl that ended up getting second. And I just felt, I've never felt so fast in my life. And I ended up breaking the school record in the prelims, and then again in the finals. So that was really exciting.
Well, the 300 hurdles, a new school record, 44.8. Let's talk about that. You took fourth place in the 300. And did you have you ran both. And again, we talk about your multi-talents with everything you've done in track and field out of Bloomington North. You have one favorite over the other. You dislike them both, but you were cat quick in the 300, and you finished with another medal, finishing fourth.
I think I like the 100 hurdles a little better just because I have more experience. I didn't start 300 hurdling until my junior year, so it still feels really new to me, and I still feel like I have a lot to learn in that event. So I'm just not as comfortable as I am in the 100 hurdles.
Well, the other helmer now, you just went through one helmer. Now you're going to get a grab hold of another helmer, Pop Ron, out of IU. Again, you got to be excited about going out and continuing developing now as a collegiate hurdler. That's got to be exciting. Talk about it.
I can't wait. I knew from a very young age that I wanted to run in college. I mean, in middle school, I was talking about, oh, I'm running in college. And people probably thought that was crazy. But I just knew I really wanted to do it. I love the sport and can't imagine it being over.
Well, but that being said, you've got the coach was telling me you got a busy summer lined up ahead of you. What all you got going on, Gracie?
I'm actually leaving in a few days to go to New Balance Nationals, where I will be running the 100 hurdles. So that's the start of my summer. And then I'm also coaching for Indiana Track Club. So I'm...
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you're getting it a little at both ends. You know, what an engaging young lady. But Justin, talk a little about how she did develop from a coach's standpoint. A bubbly personality, a hard worker, a tough trainer, and boy, the results speak for themselves.
They do, and you know, in my 3 years of knowing Gracie, right away you can see the drive and the motivation to be great, and there wasn't anything that was going to stop her from doing that. And she has worked extremely hard over the last few years of picking up the hurdles, learning the hurdles, and just working harder, getting stronger, getting more fit, getting a better understanding of what it would take to compete at the level she wants to compete at. And she's done a great job of that. And then, you know, the season, I think at the state meet, she probably would have liked to have a little bit more. But I think at the end of the day, she can walk away and look at her high school career and be extremely happy with what she's done.
Oh, it's been an outstanding, and they had their banquet last Tuesday. We would have had them in last week, but they had their banquet. And, of course, Gracie walked away with the gold award, the team MVP, for all that she did. You know, Coach was talking, Gracie, about that balance between physical and mental. How did you kind of put things together and physically get stronger and at the same time? I mean, those races are over quick, so there's little time for error there.
So I started lifting weights at Force Fitness, which made a huge difference in just my race technique and everything. And then I've always had a great mindset when it comes to racing. I absolutely love racing. I have so much fun doing it. So for me, I've put in the work. So I just think, go out and have fun. This is the fun part. When you're competing, all the excitement, you get to see the results, and I love that. So I've always been super calm when it comes to that. And so I just want to go out there and do my best.
Well, she raised the bar big time in the event, and they'll be on the her name will be on that board out on Bloomington North for a while. I mean, again, Gracie Heeb finishing fifth in the 100 hurdles, 14.46, and then coming back in the school record, very cat quick, 44.2, taking fourth place in the 300 hurdles. I must say, will you be around next month here in town? We're going to bestow upon you, and I think you're aware of it. But I wanted, while I was talking to you, the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame, I'm a board member, nice setting, convention center, and $1,000 scholarship for everything that you've done. That's got to help a little.
Yes, that was an amazing award to get, and felt awesome getting that.
She and Malik LaFoon, and I was really pleased. Of course, I've watched Malik in basketball and a senior campaign with everything. We talk about how multi-talented Gracie is with different events. Malik was along the same lines, getting $1,000 scholarship as well.
Yeah, Malik, you know, being a basketball guy, but then coming into track, and everything that he was capable of doing on the track was huge for us. Long jumping, high jumping. He was a guy that can hurdle, run on our 4x1, could run on our 4x4. Just a number of things there too.
Justin Helmer, Gracie Heeb joining us, and now Sarah Willigman, and Sarah, a senior. And Sarah, congratulations for all you up, up, and away with the high jump. Talk about your progression and it's all over as far as your high school season is concerned and career, but talk a little about your development throughout your career at North.
Freshman year, I started with hurdles. Yeah. Started with hurdles as well. And I just kind of did it because it sounded fun. You weren't just running. But I think I always just enjoyed high jumping more.
Now, you and I have talked last year, I remember. You were up around 5'3", so you kind of literally, raised the bar. Talk about your development and your training and technique and how things kind of, came to fruition because you got a medal around your neck a couple of weeks ago at state. Talk about that.
Well, it really is. Starts to make sense the more you do high jump. It's all in your head. It's really mental, and you have to be able to make small changes with your body, and it just creates a huge after effect of helping you go higher.
Now, who was your coach? Who helps with the high jumps down at North now?
Coach Rempel.
Yeah, and so he, developed everything, and he had a little plan for you.
Yeah. Yep.
Now, talk about that experience, and again, Sarah Willigman joining us, the other senior. She was fifth in the high jump this last couple of weeks ago out of Billy Hayes, the PR 5'5", tied number three all time out at Bloomington North, and Sarah won the female field event athlete of the year. How about that experience, lad? You represented not only Bloomington North, but the state of Indiana. Talk about the Midwest Meet of Champions over in Ohio.
I was pretty intimidated, just because I was seated last out of all eight of the jumpers there. But it really hits home that if you jump clean and you don't miss, other people will, and it gets you higher than what you're seated.
Well, you did. Well, do you remember what the winning height was? Because, that being said, you ended up tied for third.
Yeah, the first place was 5'7", second was 5'6", and everyone after that was 5'4".
Well, what about your college plans? You moving forward?
I'm heading down to USI in Evansville and hope to jump down there.
Well, good. So, well, hon, it was great talking to you as well, and thanks for it. And it's great to, what about, I've never, been that talented to have a medal. I mean, I didn't run track and field or, throw the shot or discus, but that being said, talk about the moment of being on the podium and that medal around your neck.
Just feels good. I put in a lot of work. Gets hot out there, the pit. It rains really hard. The pit's soaking wet. You just keep jumping.
I was going to ask you, mentioned the pit and the weather. This wasn't the ideal of springs. I mean, there were some crappy days. How'd you kind of make adjustments, huh?
Well, we jump about every other practice. So if it's time to jump and the pit's wet, you jump. you just kind of deal with it, keep moving.
Talk a little about her, Justin. Again, a young lady that is a heck of a student athlete, going to college and moving on, and hopefully will be competing there. But her development is another case in point of how the girls collectively improved as their careers wound up.
Yeah, as you mentioned, she started out hurdling, doing some different things. And then last year we let her just kind of focus on the high jump, knowing that she could get to be pretty good at that event. And that's where she would most help our team and get our team the most points. And we felt if she could be doing that fresh and just kind of focus her mind there, if that meant 10 points for us as a team, then that was great. And she really has developed over the last 2 years, just the mental side of things. She made it to the state meet last year as a junior, didn't walk away with the medal. But I think those experiences carried forward to where, as she mentioned, she was clean all the way through at the state meet until her final height, and then she did it again at the Midwest meet. And I think that's just huge in such a mental event like the high jump, to be able to take care of business all the way up through to your PR. That's a big part of why she's walking away with the state medal.
And a great moment and a great way, Sarah, to wrap up an outstanding, hardworking, lot of hours, but everything kind of worked its way out to where you ended on a high note.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, hon, and the best
Thanks
of luck. You're
me.
Going to University of
Southern Indiana,
so a great school down there, especially in track and field. So here's to a great college career as well. We'll
Thank
be
you.
Trying to hear some heights
yep.
for you now that you got a hang of it and everything.
Yeah.
And Gracie, we'll see you around.
You will,
and
yeah.
Hey, the best of luck. Where's the meet in North Carolina?
Greensboro, North Carolina.
Greensboro? Well, star-studded. I mean, the best in the country. You go to usually wind up at the New Balance, and then won't be long until what? It's still early in your career or your school-wise at IU. Have you decided about a major or anything?
Right now, I plan on studying elementary education.
Well, and she might. Well, you might. Still wind up a coach. You're involved with the Indiana Track Club right now. Gracie Heeb and Sarah Ligman, a couple of outstanding seniors, outstanding careers at Bloomington High School North, both medal winners, and we'll continue along with a night of reflection on careers, medals won, and memories when we talk to a couple of the fellas out of the stable of Justin Helmer on a Bloomington North track and field night. The fellas up next. You're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's. Welcome back, everyone, as we continue along. Reflection on an outstanding track and field season under the handling of Justin Helmer, the boys finishing 16th in the state out of Billy Hayes a couple of weeks ago, the girls, and we thank Sarah Willigman and Gracie Heeb representing the senior class. A job well done for the girls, 15th place, and we'll be running into Gracie again in July, the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame, as she won one of our $1,000 scholarship winners. But well, let's talk a little about the fellas now, and we move on and we talk about a young man, and Isaac Benz will be joining us. He's on his way to Indiana State. He, too, like Sarah, participated in the Midwest Meet of Champions last weekend over in Ohio. But we look at the fellas, and kind of the parallel, the same story for the girls. Great numbers, had some bumps and bruises and injuries that curtailed and reflected some of the performances. But by and large, competitive. That just kind of defined the hard work and training.
Yeah, we ended up having a very successful year. It was kind of a question mark coming into the season. We graduated a great class of seniors last year in a number of different areas. But then at the same time, we were returning a handful of individuals. But as you said, some bumps along the way with some injuries, Malik LaFoon. Going down at the conference meet, that's a big point getter that could have maybe changed some outcomes of some of our tournament meets, and just added a number of things along the way. But again, after the state meet, I think we as a coaching staff was able to sit down and reflect on things and walk away extremely happy with how we finished up and the things that we did.
Well, and like we did, and Grace Williams medaled, of course, but she's not with us tonight. Logan Calvin is at the IU football camp with the Cougars. Now, Logan, only a junior, well, a senior now, senior to be, and third in the shot put in the meet. But, hey, and we just talked with Kirsten Craven, his throws coach. Only his second year, and he winds up third?
Yeah, that
Talk to me about that story now.
That's impressive. Logan Galvin is an extremely hardworking individual. Every athlete or every coach that works with him, they all talk about how coachable of a kid he is. He works extremely hard in the weight room. And he's a football player, a basketball player, and then a thrower for us on the track. And he's just the ultimate teammate. And like I said, he works extremely hard. And the thing that's most impressive is that was his first trip to a state meet. He's still learning and still just figuring these things out. And to go there and throw a huge PR of 56 feet, 4 inches in that moment to get third place for his first trip there, that doesn't happen very often. And that just speaks highly of who he is.
And Caleb Brewer finishing eighth in the discus. Now, I know that the day weather-wise was a little bit different than the girls experienced. They had some sun and it was warm, starting to get warm at that time. Unfortunately, Saturday was, we did run into precipitation, and boy, when you talk about throwing the platter and doing all the shot and everything, that's big time effect.
Yeah. Caleb definitely, he dealt with the weather more than Logan did, but again, Caleb only in his second year throwing. Is a tremendous athlete, but just very raw in his technique. And again, his first trip to the state meet to walk away with an eighth place medal was, again, that's impressive. A lot of times it takes a number of trips there before you get comfortable in that atmosphere. And he did a great job. He was fortunate enough to get a couple big throws in before the worst of the storm came. And Coach Craven was down there and kind of experienced all that. But I think once they came back from the rain, it was hard to get some good throws after that. So, but for a guy that was his first trip, maybe that benefited him a little bit.
The voice of head track coach Justin Helmer, and now joining us Kirsten Craven. And Kirsten, talk a little about these two. First of all, they're athletes. You knew what you were getting your hands.
Yeah.
But let's talk about Logan, first of all, since he's still an underclassman, and he winds up third. Talk about his development and how you coached him up.
Logan's put in a tremendous amount of work. He works also at Indiana Track Club, so that's helpful. He's the last one to leave. He's always making sure that he's getting the amount of throws in that he's supposed to get in every day. And he's just one of those kids that I don't have to tell him what to do. He's out there working hard every day.
56, 7.25.
Crazy.
How surprised. You knew. Well, the state meet is for doing. It's the big stage.
Yes.
And you've been around the sport long enough, you and your brother Tommy, who worked with the throwers down on the south side.
Yeah.
But that being said, funny things happen at state.
Yeah, so he came over right before he started throwing, and he asked, what is it going to take to get to finals? And I was like, it's probably going to take around 54 feet to get to finals. So let's aim for that. Or just throw 55 and then we won't worry about it. And he went out in his very first throw and threw a PR 56, 7.25. And I kind of like yelled out in the middle of the field. It was a little embarrassing in front of all the other coaches, but I was very proud of him.
Sure.
It was amazing to do such a relaxed throw and his very first throw at state.
Now, we talked with Coach Helmer a little about the weather situation. Did it have an effect? What kind of effect? And if we'd have been bone dry like the girls, and by the way, you did a nice job with Elena Walls, Conference Indiana, with her discus.
She
did great
as well.
But that being said, what kind of an effect was there with the weather moving in on that Saturday?
I think we were a little more conservative with the throws. So instead of going after a full throw, Caleb wanted to make sure he got some good throws in so that he could make the finals, because it was obvious that it was about to pour on us. And so he did a few more standing throws and half turns than he normally would have. He felt like if the ring had been dry during finals, he would have done a few more full throws and maybe gotten a little further. But I think, he did tremendous with his standing throws, got him into finals, and that's what ultimately got him his medal.
And we talk about some winning throws. Just going back to Conference Indiana, Isaac, of course, was the was all-conference in the 800 meter, and for good reason. And when he turned that time in, I mean, that was 159, and now he's talking running a split here the other day at 153. But just how it over the relatively short period of, month and a half, to get the, good things were happening. I mean, they were locked in, weren't they?
Yeah, I think those boys, they pretty much PR'd once we started tournament season. They PR'd every meet. It was incredible. They kind of flip-flopped a little bit.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
Logan's really felt more comfortable with discus, and Caleb felt more comfortable with shot, and they kind of were working on the opposite events, and it just kind of panned out that way that they hit big throws in the opposite event.
Having fun coaching?
I do. I have a lot of fun coaching them. They are they're very highly motivated by pizza and ice cream. So
are they?
Yeah. So PRs get ice cream, and super really good throws get pizza. And so they ate a lot of pizza towards the end of season.
Well, hope Calvin Logan doesn't eat too many pizzas, because he'll catch a few touchdown passes this fall. I know.
Yeah.
For Scott Bless, I'm looking forward to him playing tight end and defensive end again. But Brewer was an outstanding. Here's a kid that had an outstanding career.
At
Bloomington North.
Yeah.
Well, you talked to your brother about, you had more points than he did, didn't you?
This year it worked out that way.
Well, I'm not going to rub it in. But
I recall last year at our North-South meet, South swept us a little bit in the throws. And after the meet, he asked me if I needed a broom because we just got swept.
Yeah, well.
This year...
It's like Indiana Purdue. It's north south. I mean, you know, you're going to have fun. I mean, that's all part of the competition. But when you have siblings involved, that's a horse of another color, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Hey, Kirsten, great talking to you. Great job, and we look for your impact and your coaching for many years down the road at Bloomington North. Keep up the good work.
Do love Bloomington North. Thanks for having me.
I know you do, Kirsten. Craven joining us, the throws coach and part of your staff. Talk about the other. Sarah was talking about her jumps coach. Talk to me about your staff, and because I'm on. This is a total program show, Justin. And credit where credit is due to some of those behind the scenes folks that work the long hours like yourself.
It is. It is a total staff. I'm very fortunate to have the coaching staff that we have. The kids are fortunate to have the coaches that they have, you know, with the amount of experience and just great people that we have. Charlie Worthen's still around and still getting fired up and enjoying what he's doing. He coaches the guys, distance runners. And then Rick Rumpel is another guy that's been around this sport for a long time and just brings so much experience and such a calm coaching nature. He works with our jumpers. And then, you know, Coach Craven with our throwers. Trent Ramsey is our pole vault coach, and he does a great job with them. And then, we have Max Tuttle, who's a North grad, who's still competing himself.
He was a hurdler, wasn't he?
He was a hurdler and state
he
champion.
Yeah.
And so he's helping with our sprint group and coaching our hurdlers, and he does an amazing job there. And then Julius Hanks has been a guy that's been on staff for a number of years, a North grad, has all these experiences, and he does a nice job with the sprinters as well. And then Amy Crozier, a North grad, and was a big part of the running culture for the girls when it first started. And so the experience, the North grads, the people who have been a part of it, they do a great job.
Amy is on our board of the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. And, you know, I wore maroon and gold kind of, you know, to get into the realm of things here. So you be sure you know.
Yep, I appreciate that.
Amy, I think, is listening anyway if she's not here tonight. But, hey, let's talk about a parallel here with the female that we talked to, Gracie Hebe, and now a young man that just is another one. Much like Gracie, multi-talented as far as everything he can do, 800, 16, both relays, mile and 2 mile. Talk to me a little about what you saw develop out of Isaac Metz.
Isaac, he's done a great job developing, and as most distance runners do, especially on the guy side, it does take a few years of developing and just getting used to the training. And he's done a great job of that, and over the course of his 4 years, is quietly become a leader of that group. And, you know, he had his coming out party, I think, last year at the state meet when he was on our 4x8. And then the open 800, he had 155 and 154 that day, and those were both PRs. And just a great day. And then, you know, I think that really excited him for his senior season. And he came in as a senior. And, yeah, you know, he's run a number of things. He was also a guy that we asked to run, whether it was a double or a triple. On a regular basis, either on a 4x8 in the mile, the 800, or we're running on a very good 4x4 team. And you know, he just made a difference wherever we could put him. And he just kept improving. You know, it's one of those things where you ask a kid to run that many races all year long, the number of races that it takes a toll on the body, and you never really have that chance to just go lay down a great time until it really matters. And so that puts a little bit more pressure on you, and Isaac did that. He's done a great job for us this year.
Well, again, all conference, and Isaac was also obviously on that 4x4 with Isaiah Farmer, Antonio Dahlman, and Bryce Frazier. Frazier was, I got to bring up Bryce because there were a couple of duels this year where Bryce just flat took over and won about everything. I think I had him in on four or five event wins one day. At his development, Isaiah Farmer was another one that kind of got a slow start because he was injured, I believe, early on. But talk about the quartet and how they got faster. That time they had was 3:25.2.
Yeah, that 4x4 returned. You know, Bryce Frazier and Isaiah Farmer both ran on that last year that placed at the state meet and set a school record at 3:18. But knowing that we would still have a very good one when we put Isaac Bence on it this year. And then Antonio was a kid that moved in from Washington as just a sophomore, and he turned some heads. You know, he was a 50-point mid guy on a relay force. And, you know, Bryce Frazier, he had a great senior year. He came off of an injury, which affected his season a little bit. He did so many amazing things for us. You know, like you said, dual meets or different meets, the conference meets, stepping up and running some great times. Unfortunately, that 4x4 didn't get through the regional meet. Just kind of our one bad race happened in that moment. And or I think that would have been a relay that could have had a chance to possibly medal as well, because we weren't done at 3:25. So, yeah, it was a number of good things.
Well, when it was all said and done, fifth place in the tough 800 meters. And we talk now to Isaac Bence, who's on his way to Indiana State, just recently signed a tender to go over to Indiana State. Isaac, first of all, congratulations, belated congratulations. But let's talk a little about, first of all, your work ethic. And I think meeting you briefly, you're a young man that is very sound attitude-wise. How much of the attitude development over your career has helped blend it into where you are and where you're going now in college?
Kind of stayed the same, I think. When I was a freshman, I wanted to run with the top, so I did in practice. So I kept that mindset to be at the top, and it led to great state meets.
Well, I know, and you felt good about going in where you were. Talk about the right at the start of the season, Isaac, and what were your expectations?
Really fast 800.
And you accomplished that.
Yeah, I did.
But you ran against some not only conference-wise in the dual meets, but you had some pretty tough company, didn't you?
Yeah.
Now, bringing that along, talk to me about that meet out at Billy Hayes where you finished fifth. There's two, and for people that didn't follow it, there were two heats. Go through that with me, and because it was one of the standout areas anyway, the 800 meters. But talk about that day at Billy Hayes.
Expectation was I didn't really have any worries or anything going into the race. Coach Worthen and I talked about the plan for the race, and I followed it, and it went pretty well.
What was his plan? I know I've known Charlie, the Hall of Famer, and he's helped with your development. Coach was talking about everybody that's been involved with track and field. How much of an impact, Isaac, has a guy like not only Coach Helmer, but Charlie Worthen had in your development, both cross country and track and field?
It's unbelievable. Like, he's an awesome guy. I wouldn't want to lose him. So.
Well, I'm sure he'll still be in contact with you. Hey, like Sarah Willigman, you were over at Ohio Wesleyan. How about that experience? Talk to me about that. You were over there with and you told me how low did that split go last weekend over in Ohio?
Yeah, it was 153 split. High.
No wonder he's got a smile on his face. When he 153, attaboy, attaboy. So you're getting lower and lower and lower the more you race.
Yeah.
How'd that all unfold? How tough was the competition over there?
There was three teams, so not that crowded of a track. Ohio had a 149 guy.
Really?
Yeah. So he just sat behind me till the last 200 meters and he went. It was really hot. 95 degrees.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
It's terrible.
Well, that was great. Representing, recently graduated, obviously, from North High School, and then representing the state of Indiana. What'd you take away from that? And now tell me about your summer ahead. Are you going to run cross country at all at Indiana State?
Yeah, cross country.
Okay, so that'll be, not that far away from home, so you're going to stay in the neck of the woods, but how crowded is your summer? What do you got on your plate here looking at the rest of June?
Not that much. Not much to do.
Well, you did so much during the spring and everything you were doing. You got, put your feet up and relax a little.
Yeah.
You know, but what, you excited about Indiana State?
Oh, yeah.
They got a great program.
Yeah, they do.
Over there. Who's the head coach over there now?
John McNichols.
Still?
Yeah.
You know, now John was a former head coach here at Bloomington North. Do you know that?
No, I did not.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yep.
Good man over there.
Yep.
You got a guy here that, worked hard.
He did. And I, kind of go on that state meet experience, he was in the slow section of the two and ran his race, got out in front, kind of pulled away and did his thing. And fortunately for him, the second heat was kind of a sit and kick. And the interesting thing I thought about that was, as you look through the splits of both races, Isaac would have been ahead by 3 seconds at the 600. He was 123. I think the fast group came through at 126. And so, he just did what he needed to do in that moment and didn't get caught up in everything else. And so that's kind of the most impressive thing that I took away from Isaac at the state meet this year.
Well, and too, such a springboard into college, Isaac, finishing fifth, sitting on it. What was that moment like when that medal was draped on an outstanding performance against top quality competition? How neat was the experience?
Undescribable. Yeah.
And I expect that kind of answer because there's very few that are as good as you're getting. How heartening is that? I mean, how fast you're starting to get? What kind of a bar are you going to set when you go over to Terre Haute? And what do you think the early portion of your collegiate career will be like?
Eight hundreds. Yeah, more 800s, maybe some 1500s. McNichols is going to slowly put me into the longer races.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, after you've tinkered with about all the long races you can out at North, 800, 16, the 1600 and 3200 relays, as we mentioned. We'll give Coach John my best, and Isaac, congratulations on an outstanding career, son, and any field of endeavor as far as being a student athlete, anything what you want to major in, or is it too early?
Starting out athletic training.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That is cool. So, well, we got a coach, Hebe, Crazy Hebe, and we've got a guy that wants to, take care of the athletes. Well, here's a message from tonight. I'm glad you enjoyed yourself. It was great talking to you, Isaac. Outstanding career, and keep getting quicker, will you?
All right, I will.
All right, Isaac Benz joining us, and what a pleasant young man. Isaac, of course, like Gracie Hebe, was the gold, Bloomington North gold. They do a maroon and gold. They've done that since they've been a school, emblematic of the MVP. Justin, as we kind of wrap up things, and it was great again to talk to your kids that were here. But boy, we had talked about and mentioned so many names, but boy, the cupboard is anything but bare. You lose quality, but my golly, you had numbers out, and a lot of them freshmen and sophomores, my man.
Yeah, you know, there's going to be some. We're not going to replace a Gracie Heeb and Isaac Bence, but you know, I was a little surprised this year with how we were able to recover from all the seniors that we lost on the guy side. You know, we're losing quite a bit of points on the girl side, but you know, we work extremely hard, and those young kids have had great seniors to learn from. And like you said, the numbers are great, and it's a lot of young kids, and we're definitely putting the work in at North. And so I'm pretty positive that we'll get things continuing to go in the right direction.
Well,
just keep building on this.
When you took over as head coach a couple of years ago, there was a little doubt in my mind, especially after hooking up with your pop out at IU. You're a Helmer, and it's your love. What's a sneak preview of, well, I hope you at least get to take July off or something, Justin, but we're going to blink twice, and school's going to start. How's cross country look?
Yeah, you know, I'm on my last week, I think, of break. We'll start running again next week. I know the guys have already started running. this week, and so we'll start putting in the summer miles and head up to our team camp in July. And you know, I think both the guys and the girls have potential to have a great season. You know, returning a lot of our top runners on both sides, and so you know, Drew Warren is a sophomore moving into his junior year.
He's developing, isn't he? Yeah.
He's developing, and then you know, on the girls' side, having Grace Williams and Grace Ciccone. You know, our top runners are here, so. Hope we'll find some.
Well, you know, get together with the family and enjoy your free time before it gets hot and heavy again. And that being said, hope to see you again in the fall when you're here with your girls and your guys and the cross-country goings-on. But, hey, thanks for dropping in. And, again, a job well done. The girls 15th in the state, the boys 16th, all kinds of memories and reflections on the part of the student-athletes. Job well done, my friend.
Well, thank you, and appreciate you having us in here.
Justin Helmer joining us, and we'll continue along closing things out. You're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi. Well, kind of putting the close on things here for a Tuesday night. Thanks to Justin Helmer and all of the kids that we talked to tonight. Outstanding track and field season out of the north side. By the way, a note from Scott Bless. All you got to do is, if you want to play a little golf, BloomingtonNorthAthletics.com. They got their football golf scramble taking place out of the Champ Course Saturday. So registration, $75. Shotgun start, 8 o'clock. That's on Saturday. Mentioning golf, Bloomington South currently in 8th in the opening round of the state finals. Joe Weiler even through 12. They're playing the second of 18, actually the second of 36 holes today. So we'll chart their progress through the weekend. Hey, our employee of the week here at Yogi's, Jack Bodner. He took care of us tonight. Young man that does a whale of a job here. Reds in Atlanta, 7 o'clock Reds baseball coming up here at the top of the hour. You've been listening to News Talk, 96.1 AM, 1370 WGCL. It's been Sports Talk. See you next week.